One in two Australians struggle with a chronic condition. This is in part due to, a lack of resources and awareness that constrains progress in the prevention of these diseases. The solution to this issue is to raise awareness by organising events and creating digital content for users and practitioners. The organisation Chronic Hope is doing just that. Here to tell us all about it, we are this morning joined by Jamie Emerson, CEO and founder of Chronic Hope. Jamie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Chronic Hope and how it came about and what inspired you to kind of go down this path.
Yeah, of course. Chronic Hope is very much linked to my own story of dealing with a chronic condition. So when I was 23, I was actually diagnosed with a chronic condition called chronic fatigue syndrome, which is a condition where you characterized by extreme fatigue, brain fog, and an inability to do some of the most mundane tasks that a lot of people take for granted.
Mm.
So here I was, 23 years old, I was living in Paris, and I found myself in a situation where I couldn't work and I had to move home to America to live with my family.
Wow.
And couldn't work for 9 months. And I essentially didn't know what was next because I was dealing with this chronic condition that took my energy, took my life. And I sort of determined that I was going to recover. And so I took that time, a couple, 2-3 years, and I really looked after myself and I saw all the doctors and I did as many treatments as possible. And 3 years into the journey, I actually recovered from chronic fatigue syndrome. I moved to Sydney and I got the idea to start Chronic Hope because what I realized is so many of the struggles that I went through when I dealt with chronic illness, such as isolation, lack of resources, and lack of awareness around what chronic fatigue actually was, other people were dealing with those same issues and I had to do something about that.
Mm, absolutely. It must have been incredibly confronting at just 23 years old to be on the other side of the world and faced with kind of this medical crisis almost and have to move home and reinvent your life around, you know, living with an illness.
Yeah, honestly, it was a really devastating season for me. I was very young and I was just sort of at the beginning of my life wanting to decide what I want to do with my future, and to be confronted with that was very difficult. And I also struggled with mental health issues such as anxiety and depression. And I found what I struggled with a lot during the time was I was in so much pain and so tired that there were moments where the idea of death actually felt relief, like it would be relief as opposed to something I was scared of. And the only thing that kept me going was this faith that I would be healed and that I would someday recover. And now that I'm recovered, I want other people to find that hope as well, because I know there's people out there that are struggling and they're wondering how they're going to get through the day. But because of my story and what I've been through, I know there's hope.
Yeah.
Because I've been at the worst and I'm on the other side, and I know that it's possible to recover and be healed, or at least live a better life.
Yeah, because for some people, I guess some conditions are not, there won't ever necessarily be a healings end of it, but to live a healthy and happy life with a condition is also really, really, really important.
Exactly.
So what is it that Chronic Hope does? Tell us about the organization and what it is you guys do.
Yeah, of course. So as I said, there's very much a lack of awareness, a feeling of isolation, and as well, not a lot of resources. So, and it's almost this circular process of just lack of hope, because there's all of these issues surrounding someone struggling with
absolutely
a chronic condition.
I feel alone. I don't know what to do. How do I look for help? I feel alone. I don't know what to do. How do I look for help? It gets
so
secular.
So we propose a new cycle, which is this one, we create awareness around the chronic conditions through music, art, and then we're going to create a community, which is in the form of a social media app where people can go on and connect and share resources.
That's beautiful.
And we're also going to connect them with resources and then partner with research institutions and insurance companies so that those organizations can find cures and solutions for the condition. So it's a new cycle, almost a cycle of hope, where this person struggling is actually put in a situation where they have all of the resources and awareness and the community they need.
It seems like it promotes proactivity rather than reactivity.
Exactly.
Wow, this is incredible. And community building itself seems like a very, very important thing to do with chronic conditions. As you were saying, isolation was one of the things you struggled with, and then I know a lot of people struggle with chronic conditions. Why an app?
Yeah, an app and sort of an online platform, because at least for me, when I had chronic fatigue, I couldn't leave my house to go chat with other people with a chronic condition. Some people can, but a lot of people are stuck at home and they can't leave their house. So it's actually using technology to connect with people in their homes so that they can find a community online.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And then you can engage with it at your own pace, at your own hours.
Yes.
If you're up at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're like, oh, I just need, I need something. You can just log on and then you've got that at your fingertips. I think that's fantastic. So you've got a fundraiser coming up for
yes.
Chronic Hope. Tell me about this fundraiser. What are we doing? What are we raising?
Yeah.
Money? Let's do it.
So it's called the Hope Event and it's going to be held at the Underground UTS.
Fab.
On the 21st of February, starting doors open from 7 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea behind the event is, as I said, creating that awareness using art. So we're having a couple live musicians come in.
Oh, fantastic.
We're releasing an original Chronic Hope song on the night.
Oh, wow.
And we'll also have a silent auction showcasing art from artists both locally and internationally. So people can buy those as well.
Yeah.
So we're raising awareness and we're also raising funds. And the idea is using creativity, because creativity and art is a powerful medium to get a message across.
Absolutely.
To raise awareness for this issue, which is really exciting.
I think that's fantastic. And who doesn't love to go listen to a great band play, maybe have a few cheeky bevvies, put a bit on and some
yeah.
art that you can take home. What's your hope for Chronic Hope over the next, you know, few years? Where would you like to see this go?
Honestly, My heart is to help people and give people hope. And we're doing that in, I want to do that in a practical way. I want to share my story. I want to build this app so people can go on and connect. And it's really about the individual. It's about people getting that feeling of, yes, I'm struggling, but I know there's hope. And I know that there's someone out there doing something about what I'm struggling with. So I'm going to keep fighting so that I can either recover or live a better life
yeah.
in the midst of my condition.
Absolutely. And I think that tie-in with research is such an important part
yeah.
of that. It's such a great part of it to not just have a community of people, but to take it that one step further and bring in industry and bring in medicine and bring in research. Oh, my goodness. I feel inspired. My mum has a chronic condition and I'm
wow.
like, this is so fantastic to see, because I see how she struggles and I see, you know, the hopelessness, the isolation, the self-imposed isolation. To know that there's something out there that can bring together and bring light and joy and, as you said, hope. It's really beautiful to see. You're doing a great thing, Jamie.
Thank
my
you.
Gosh.